Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week, where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Listen, good day to Grenada, Caracou, Pitiwatnik, those of you listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. I am Stanford Simon. This is Inside Finance. It's a joy and a pleasure to be with you. And today we have two interesting young ladies with us. And we have had Mr. Halim Bazan here a number of times. And as you know, he has shared a lot with us. But persons from his office will be here with us today. And I will be talking to them about poverty and poverty assessment, what is happening across Grenada. And we have Miss Rachel Jacob, statistician. And we have Tamika George, statistical officer. They both are here with me today, and we're going to be talking a bit about what's happening within the government. I'm sure many of you know, most of us say Grenada do not have poverty the way we are when you go to other countries, but today we will learn some information, what exactly is poverty, at least as defined, and how best we have an understanding, and where are we in Grenada when it comes to poverty and poverty assessment. Welcome, ladies, to Inside Finance.
Thank you.
Good to have you. As Mr. Bazan, normally the one being here, and I'm happy from two young ladies who are willing to come and sit and talk to me, and that's a good thing. Rachel, how long have you been within your department and doing what you're doing now?
Well, I have not been a statistician for as long as I have been within the department. I joined the section, that's the survey and census and survey section, since 1998, and I've been working on surveys for that long. It is very interesting. You get to meet people outside and have conversations while getting information that helps.
It helps you to present the information to people like me,
right,
to understand.
Yeah.
And Tamika, how long have you been doing, making sure that the figures are right, I guess? Is that how it works? That's how it works?
Yes, it does. I've been attached to the survey and census and survey section within the Central Statistical Office from 2001 up until present. So since I would have joined the section, I have been continuously involved in surveys.
Oh, so you've been there for a number of years?
Yes.
Okay, so both of you have a good background to talk to us about what the matter that we're going to face and talk about. A lot of discussion have been held about poverty and what is happening in Grenada, and even today the standard of living where we are, and your department is doing some work on that, and today we'll talk about that condition of living and where we are in Grenada. Talk to us about that whole spectrum of what you all intend to do and the condition of living in Grenada, which we're going to talk about during the course of this 25 minutes. So share with us your whole take on where you all are and what is going to happen in the weeks and months ahead.
Okay, as the public may have known, on the 18th of April of this year, a country poverty was lost. A country poverty assessment was launched. And this country poverty assessment would look at poverty, the different section components of poverty. We are here today mainly to discuss the fieldwork for the component that is the SLC, Survey of Living Conditions, and the Household Budget Survey.
So that means you are going to be doing a survey in the months ahead.
Right.
So it's pretty much
in the months ahead, but we
actually doing it now
to go out into the field.
Oh, you're actually ready. So this would start how soon?
As early as Monday of this week.
Okay.
We intend to be outside in the field. So we wanted to give the public a heads up as to what is going to happen, what to expect of this survey.
And how long this survey going to last?
The survey is going to go on for a full year. A full year.
12 months.
12 months.
So pretty much next year, this time, you'll be ending.
We would be ending the survey of living condition. The reason why we have decided to extend it through for one full year is because Usually it's done just in about 3 months. We alter the feel, but we wanted to capture the seasonality. Yep, a person's spending patterns and so how it differs in different months. If we just do it for 3 years, we probably would miss out on what happened at Christmas time, the carnival season. So we wanted to capture all the seasonality.
So you're saying that normally you do it for 3 months. So if you do it for 3 months, you will not capture the carnival, the Christmas, the Easter, the Independence.
Right.
So
missed out
on those things. Yeah. So now doing it for an entire year would give you a better idea of how people like me are living and how people like others are living across
not
their country.
Not just when money is flowing or things when, is tight.
Yeah, because like after Christmas, things bad. January, they call it a hard month.
Right.
And come November, December, people spend. The money is on carnival. Okay, I see. So that would happening. So let me ask this question: what is poverty? What your assessment of telling us, helping us understand what really is poverty?
Okay. Previously, we would have done poverty studies on poverty, and there we just looked at poverty as a failure of individuals, of groups, of a community to achieve some acceptable standard of living that is mostly material based. There is a set poverty line where based on your income, the poverty line is set at $5,842 EC.
That's a month?
No, annual. An annual.
Sorry, it could never be a month. Sorry, I take that back.
It's an annual. And this is per adult.
Per adult.
Right.
A year.
A year.
Right.
Yeah.
So it means
persons who are able to afford $5,842 are not deemed poor.
A year?
Yeah. But anybody making less or having less to spend would be under the poverty line, and those persons would be counted as poor. However, the definition has been expanded over the years to mean a pronounced deprivation of well-being. Not just poverty in terms of your income, but for lack of key capabilities such as education, such as poor health. You might be powerless, yeah? Lack of political freedom, persons living in fear. All these are the dimensions now that we're looking at poverty. Hence, the poor are not only those who suffer from a lack of food, clothes, and shelter, but also those whose personal and social circumstance limits the range of choices that they are free to make.
And now do the calculation while you were answering the question. So you think about $482 a month on average. A person earning that a month is not considered to be living in poverty. So you were saying, when they talk about poverty in Grenada, there are people living on less than $482 a month in Grenada, and they then will be considered as poor.
Right.
Okay.
That is correct. In 2008, when the last poverty assessment was done, we saw that we had 37.7% of our population actually living in poverty.
37.7.
Yes.
Hold on a minute. You're talking there about 30%? 30% of Grenada living less than $487, $82 a month. Hold on. I'm sorry. But no, I'm asking. Sorry, I had to just ask a bit. Most people spend that on buying credit to put on their phone. Because most people have a phone and so forth. And when the month up, I'm sure just on a phone alone, they're spending that. Are you capturing all of that, or is just their income, their working income?
First, let me say that was the situation 10 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. And the study right now is to inform about what changes has been made.
In the past 10 years. So right. 10 years ago, that's ago, where
this
we were.
Was the situation.
Sorry for going on like that, but just for a minute, I need to have a bit of clarity because it is. I never looked at the figure in that way, but it's helpful at least that you say. Okay, so that is poverty in terms of where we are. What is the Grenada Country Poverty Assessment?
The Grenada Country Poverty Assessment is considered to be a very huge undertaking by our governments with collaboration with other partners, OECS, CDB, UNDP, and the World Bank, along with statistics, which represents the government. And a country poverty assessment is a comprehensive assessment of poverty in our country, carefully examining the characteristics of the poor as well as the cause and effect of poverty and the systems for supporting those that are poor, which exist in our country. And this poverty assessment encompasses five components. They are the participatory, which would be undertaken by the social development, the SLC, which is the component that is undertaken by our department, as well as the HSBS. We have a poverty mapping aspect where we go into the community and we map the different poverty levels,
Social,
the macro and social aspect and economic aspect of the country poverty assessment. But basically today what we're speaking solely about is the survey of living conditions and the HSBS, and that is where you would see individuals visiting your household to ask questions of that two components of the survey.
That survey dealing with living condition, when you say living condition, what kind of questions are, give me an example of where you're going to be heading. In other words, living condition meaning the house I'm living in, how many persons in the home.
So in all, we would be asking aspects of demographics. So we go to the household, we ask the component of the household. So if male, female, we also ask information on your age breakdown that encompasses demographics. We ask of your spending habits, what is considered a spender and how they spend in the household. And from that, we also ask on health, on education. Most importantly, we jog your memory on your spending habits so that we can actually construct our poverty line based on how you would have spent. Because as Ms. Jacob was saying prior, we would have been, in the past 10 years, we would have looked at your spending and was able to actually construct your poverty line. But now because that was 10 years ago, we are presently trying to get what your spending habits are so as to construct those lines.
Right, and that survey start Monday, would run for 12 months.
Yes, it does.
So that's in the timeline for which you're going to conduct that. So
yes,
persons should be prepared. You come into their village, their home, and to be able to ask these questions.
Yes. This survey is going to run for 12 months, as Ms. Jacob said earlier and you just mentioned. And I want it to also be known it is a sample survey. It is representative of Grenada, but it's not every household that we're going to visit because it's considered a sample survey. It becomes paramount that an individual who is selected should answer, because you would be speaking for individuals who are not given the opportunity since it's a sample survey. But it would be well represented so that your information would help us to be better able to plan for all individuals of the country.
Who will be conducting that survey?
Our unit, Central Statistical Office, but the section within the office, the Census and Survey section, would be undertaking the survey.
That is within the Ministry of Finance.
Finance.
Persons sometimes do not want to answer questions because they think, for whatever reason, it be used against them personally, some way. What do you say to a person who may feel uncomfortable because they feel it is personal?
Okay, so I want to be an advocate here at this point. I want to say that everybody probably might be hesitant, but we don't want you to be hesitant. We want you to actually answer the question. Yes, it is personal,
But you also should remember that when we collect our data, we have something that is called confidentiality, and we take us oath of secrecy. Also, our enumerators do have to take this oath, and it prevents individuals from going and divulging your information just randomly to any person. And I mean, we can tap ourselves on our back as the CSO department, because we have never in the past had to, you know, use the law to prevent someone from spreading information or, you know, divulging information to persons that they do not have to. So that's one of the things. Also, your information, when it's collected, is disaggregated, and your name is basically taken so that we are aware of whom is the household that was visited, and we can do our cross checks, because we do not want our enumerators feels it's okay to go there, do not have names or numbers, and they can falsify information, because we provide information to the world at large, and we want when we give our information
it's
that
correct.
We are giving correct information. So we're trying to prevent that. So that's why your name. But before our data is given to any other person, we disaggregate. So your name doesn't become a part of our database. We cannot go back to the database and look for John Doe. It is not done that way. We can ask of information, maybe by parish or by villages, but we cannot pinpoint an individual.
An individual,
yes,
who gives the information.
Who would have
when
given
you
the
put
information
it into the system.
Into our system.
It's only the initial collection.
That's
so
right.
At least a person who can, if they want to verify,
yes,
they can call back to verify a person has actually do it.
That's collecting the proper
collecting.
Information.
They want to falsify and say,
that's
well,
right.
I have the Mark Spencer, and when there is no Mark Spencer.
That's right.
Also, it is important to note too that we are bounded by the Statistical Act, that persons who divulge information, if they so think it's okay to take a chance and do that, they can be prosecuted.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Why is this survey important for Grenada, and how will the result be used? Because I think that is the critical part in terms of persons. Okay, you're collecting the information. Why are you collecting this information at this point? And how will that information be used for us? Because there is no way that one would want to give information not knowing what you're using for. At least you must be able to say, this is the reason why we are using it. So talk to us about that.
So if I can start off and Ms. Jacob can add, the survey is very, very important to Grenada. It is all a part of the government's effort to reduce poverty within Grenada as a whole. It provides government and other policymakers a wealth of information to update Grenada's growth and poverty reduction strategy, right? Mm-hmm. It produces baseline indicators for us, for the SDGs, and for development partners who are interested in contributing towards poverty alleviation. It also allows us to measure and monitor the SDG indicators and to ensure for essential sources of data for the determination of social needs and establishments of targets and for development planning. It also provides us with valuable data for an assessment of the impact of socioeconomic policies on conducting and levels of living conditions of the household.
Mm-hmm. Also, we can. It allows us to compile our national accounts, which is very important, useful in the process of calculating the growth rate for the economy. Statistics is distributed on income and expenditure from the survey, and this would help to determine the percentage of the wealth of Grenada, which is owned by different income groups. Other improvements of the survey, we would look at gender sensitivity. This component of the SLC looks at gender. We look at poverty mapping, where in Grenada are the post-situated. We would also focus in this study on climate change and measuring the risk of climate change. We would capture indicators, like Ms. George says, for the indicator for the SDG. As we know, the first goal of the SDG speaks about ending
SDG. What's SDG?
SDG, which is a Sustainable Development Goal.
Okay.
Which is a set of goals that our countries internationally has signed on to. And the first goal looks at ending poverty in all its form. by the year 2030. This survey will give us valuable information as to measure the indicators that looks at poverty.
I smile when you say ending poverty by 2030. I mean, the records show that the rich is getting richer. The 1% is having more, and people like you and I are having less. So I guess, but I guess it is a goal, and I'm thankful that the government is taking responsibility and working together. But it's a challenge, because more and more you find that with globalization, the wealth is being collected in one set of person's hand. Now this question leads me, not this question, but I would like to ask the question I think a number of persons would want to know. What question would you be asking the household persons? What kind of question, a sample of the questions you would be asking?
So this survey would ask, as we said, demographic information, right? So it asks, enumerator would come to your household and would take your composition of your household. It take how many individuals live in your household, how many of them are male, female. It would ask education, training. It would, there are, on. So that's the individual part of the questionnaire. There's now the household aspect of the questionnaire, and it takes into consideration the housing. We ask question on housing and the ownership of your household assets. So you may ask how many televisions, how many refrigerators, irons. And of these household assets, many of them are supposed to be asked if they are in working condition to be collected. Then we have the second part, which speaks about your expenditure on accommodation. So whether your household is owner occupied, whether your property was bought or it is rented. Then we have another one which speaks of repair and maintenance of your dwelling. So in the past, did you undertake any repairs to your house? And it would ask of the amount, what was spent on material and what was spent of labor. Then we have the major type of household expenses. This includes your utilities on a monthly or annual basis. We have your furniture, furnishings, and household equipment. We also have section 5, which speaks about the things that you would spend on food and beverages, food security, other non-food expenditures. We also have agricultural products. So we ask you what you would have consumed, because this is for our HSBS, your consumption. We also talk about transportation. Your vehicle maintenance and repair. We ask about mortality, personal safety, which includes crime and violence. And the last section of the survey speaks of social behavior and exercises.
So these are sample of the questions that they ask. How would it benefit the individual and the country as a whole? Because you're asking these personal questions, most of them. And one then lead to ask, well, how would that benefit me? How would it benefit the country?
Most of the expenditure questions that we're asking is based on the SLC survey, not the SLC, but the HBS, which is a household budgetary survey. So in truth and in fact, it's two surveys we're doing alongside each other. And the HBS survey would give information that would revise the consumer price basket. As you would know, the consumer price index measures the inflation in the country. So by getting the preference, what people usually spend on, the weighting of how people spend their income, we are able now to revise the consumer price basket, which is 10 years old. It is very...
Explain the consumer price basket. That is prices that are set by the government. Is that what it is?
No, it is not set by the government. It was in 2008 when we did the country poverty assessment and the SLC, and the household budget survey, we were able to derive from that survey the list of goods and services that are consumed by the population. In other words, what it is that they really spend their income on. Mm. that basket
reflects what the consumer spends their income on. So all of the what you would have bought from the supermarkets, and so the foods that were bought from the supermarket, the services, whether it's the doctor services, some of the items that they would use most frequently. That's what it is.
The most infrequent use
yes.
items. So you yes. gather this information yeah. into a basket, saying right, that under the basket
of goods.
Goods. And then what happens?
And it is monitored for throughout that period. Again, so it is 10 years old. So we have been monitoring that same prices throughout for the last 10 years. No, and we would have seen changes. So like, for example, in the say from the last survey, we probably might have used Colgate toothpaste as one of those items that was bought by most Grenadians. Now, 10 years ago, probably that was the good that was most frequent on the market. Now we have a variation of goods, so definitely that spending might have changed. So persons might have purchased different toothpastes, and we would want to know. That's why we're undertaking this study, to see if there was changes to the actual good that we are actually collecting now data on.
Right. So, for instance, if most Grenadians are using Colgate mm-hmm. instead of
Crest.
10 years, right? In yeah. 10 years ago, they're using Squeezy instead yeah. of
exactly. right. So it's a comparison. And the only way we can get the data is if we go back out in the field and collect the data, and so to be able to make changes to that basket of goods.
Also, it would give us an indication as to the change in the patterns of person spending. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, cell phone was not that a significant item in the basket.
For sure, you're coming yeah. in the basket. No, for
yes,
sure.
Definitely.
It could yeah, be in the basket. Credit, put credit number 4 for me. Anyway, folks, we're out of time. This time go very, very quickly. But I'm thankful. So you're going to be starting the survey this month, pretty much run for 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
So Grenadians across the country, that's right across the country, mm-hmm. Should expect persons coming to their home and asking questions in the morning, during the course of the day, or in the afternoon.
We do not have a stipulated time for data collection. The only time that we have, we do not want our enumerators to bombard you like, say, 6 after 6 in the evening or before 9 o'clock in the morning. But that is for every day. So you would see our enumerators from Monday to Sunday,
Sunday.
So they collect data every day.
Because a lot of times, a lot of people will not be home.
Yes.
And therefore, they'll go back to
right.
pass through.
And that's one of the things we also want to take into consideration. So if you are selected, if your household is selected and our enumerators come to your household, you're not there, you probably might see a card stating that we visited your household. And once we leave that card with you, there would be a number for you to call and to make sure that the individual gets your information.
Very quickly, how is the household selected?
We select our household from our sample, from our household samples that we had from our census, from our database. And it is selected randomly.
Randomly?
Yes.
So nobody's targeted in particular?
No,
it's
no.
randomly selected,
yes,
and then
yes.
they come directly to that home?
Yes.
In that particular village?
Village.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. You all did well. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Ms. Rachel Jacob, statistician, who have shared with us. And we have Tamika George, who is the statistical officer. And that's all within the Ministry of Finance, working in the statistical office. And they have shared with us about the survey to be done. And you have a name for that survey. What is it?
It is the Survey of Living Conditions.
Survey for Living
Conditions. And the Household Budget.
Survey for Living Condition.
And Household Budget.
And Household Budget. Yeah. This starting this month and running through for the next 12 months.
Yes.
All right, great. Thank you, ladies. Ms. Rachel Jacob and Ms. Tamika George, they have shared with us. Thank you, listeners. You can go to our website, sgbcgrenada.com. You can also go to the government website. In the Ministry of Finance, this program will be uploaded there. I'm Stanford Simon. Thank you. Have a great week. Join me next week at the same time. We do it all over again right here on the station, Inside Finance. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.